I'll get started, regarding the game from last night. As we went through it, the truth is, I talked about it last night, we did not meet our standard of what we'd like to play with. And I didn't think we showed the resiliency that we needed to in this game. And, we had a fourth down stop. Defensively, I'd love to see us come out and make a good stop as it went down in the red zone. So those ones are ones, that's what I told the team, that we're not where we want to be in that part yet. I love when the adversity comes. I thought it was good teaching for our team to be in some spots where we had to do that. One thing I did love about this is now after three games, we've really had some good opportunities to evaluate the team game situation, and we'll pare down the roster over the next 2 days to get down into 75. But like most weeks, there were some guys that I thought performed well and some areas that we're going to learn from and improve from. That's kind of what the message I had for the team today. I'm looking forward to, we're just finishing up with the video with the guys now, and then we'll get back into it heading into next week. I'll give you some injury updates. Keanu Neal will be out a few weeks. He had a knee issue that's going to get resolved here Monday. And then we had some other guys that'll be could be limited some this week. That's Jones, Hardy, Claiborne, to name a few. And we'll kind of give you an update further on them on Wednesday as they go through the next couple days. Sunday, excuse me. If I said Wednesday, I'm sorry. And with that, I'll open it up with questions of anything anybody has regarding the follow-up for the game.
AtlantaFalcons.com.
Hey, Coach, I got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
One, is Matt Ryan expected to play this week?
Yes.
And second, is it safe to say that J.D. McKissic is now the leader for the starting kick return spot?
I don't know if we'd say he's the leader, but I can tell you this, that he is absolutely going for it and making his case to be a factor in there. Eric Weems has a lot of time and experience at that as well, so he's for sure one. We haven't gotten Coleman in there in the first half like we'd hoped, but he's certainly one. But what I do love about J.D.'s game, aside from his toughness and his willingness to battle, is when the opportunity knocks, he's able to go explode with the ball. So you're right that he's absolutely in the mix, but I'm not going to name a leader in the clubhouse just yet.
Thank you.
All right.
ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you good, Vaughn.
Okay. With the injury to Keanu, how many games realistically do you see him missing? And can you talk about the strong safety depth and if you want to sign a veteran safety?
Sure. I'll do the injury portion first. Hopefully it's a shorter-term injury where we're looking at, two to, at the hopefully the worst would be three games. From all of us who know Keanu, he's going to put 1,000% into all the rehab to get ready. We know kind of what he stands for and his toughness. So I'd expect a shorter term with him. He's kind of just built that way. Ish, I'm hoping, is available to be back and do some things. We're expecting him to be back in limited fashion tomorrow, Vaughn. So that timing will be important. And then past that, there's been a few guys that we've been kind of working in there, Neesman and Parms, to name a few. But, yes, we will have our eyes out kind of like we do at most spots when we're looking. But is it a pressing issue for us? No. Knowing that Ish is somebody that, we feel capable with as long as he's feeling like he makes the progress this week, if that makes sense.
Would you consider at all re-signing William Moore?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
AJC? Anybody from the AJC on?
Yes, this is Michael. Sorry, I had trouble getting her on. Did you have any you might have missed it. Do you have any updates other than Neil on the injury?
Sure, Michael. It's heading into practice week, we'll have a couple guys that will be limited. Jones and Hardy and Claiborne will all be limited, and we're waiting to still find out where we're at with Fuller. He had a shoulder injury in the game and don't have all the information on him yet. So those are the guys that we're going to be limited heading into this week.
So by saying they're limited.
You still there, Michael?
Yes. In saying they're limited this week, you don't expect any of them to miss a regular season opener?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Charles, so Associated Press.
One more on Keanu. How critical is this time missed for a rookie to be out here at the end of the preseason schedule?
I think I'll kind of go the other way, Charles. I'm so thrilled that it's not a long-term one, and I think that would have been, you know, a real blow for his development and for our team. So I'll be honest with you, I'm feeling kind of the other way, that I'm really encouraged that it's going to be a shorter-term thing and not a long-term thing. We know the short-term things come up in the season, whether it's the first two games or two in the middle or how that goes. So what I can tell you about him is he's done a good job picking up the system in terms of learning. That part of it, I think he played about 15 plays and maybe had four tackles and three assists. So that part of his game looked to be on point, Michael. And then now how fast can he get back to help us? That's Charles, that's the biggest challenge for us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Do another check here for 92.9.
Hey, Zeno's here.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Coach. The injuries aside, did you see what you needed to see last night from the guys that played for the most part?
You know, Mark, early on I kind of came on to say I don't feel like we played up to our standard in terms of in all the way across the board. There were some things that we did well. It was a good D-line, I thought, like from a protection standpoint in the first half. The offensive line did a good job. They got a couple guys up front who are good, and I thought in that way that looked good. But then I'll be honest with you, I wasn't happy with the run game, and that wouldn't be just put on the entire offensive line. Did we miss some cuts and miss some? As a whole group, we did. Defensively, it's those takeaways, Mark, and the tackling. So we had 7 missed tackles in the game. I thought we could have had more turnovers. We had one on a tip pass in the first drive. That Brooks Reed tipped one and True got it. But I thought True had an op for another one. Alford had an op for another one. So that part's not there yet, man, in terms of us digging for it, grinding for it. I can see the mindset coming in practice, and I'd like to see that just every week. Every time we go out, they get all we got. And that part, I think we're still working there. And I think a little bit of that has to do with we're mixing guys as we're going. I can't wait to see our unit just kind of let it rip as a whole group. And we're getting closer to that. The evaluations have gone good over the last 3 weeks, Mark. We've got a lot of, you know, game situations. We've been in 2-minute. We've been in 4-minute. We've been got work down in the red zone. I'm looking forward to another one this week. But we're getting closer to putting the group together that we'd like to go battle with.
I'll do another check. For
yep.
680 The Fan?
Yeah. Hey, Brian, it's Chris.
Oh, Chris. Go ahead, bud.
Dan, would you go against, I guess, what we call conventional wisdom with what you just said? Is there a chance you actually play guys you normally wouldn't play in a game for to try to give them A more work and, you know, sort of try to figure out what it is you need to figure out from that point of view?
I will, Chris. And the reason being is some may need more work than others. I won't make it like a blanket statement like, okay, the entire this group or that group's going to play. But I do feel like, you know, like, for instance, at linebacker, they still need work, you know, to get ready to play at our best. So there's a couple of positions that, yeah, we're going to still play because it's another op for us to go get some learning. Like, to be honest with you, I'm pumped that we had some adversity come our way and not play at our best. I'd much rather have this conversation right now, to be honest with you. And where I can get on them in that meeting room today and expect to see the results change this week in practice. So it won't be a blanket, you know, everybody needs more, but I will have some guys get more work depending on a case-by-case basis of who needs it heading this Thursday night.
Can I ask a couple of specifics? Will Vic play in game 4?
Yes.
Beasley?
Yep.
Freeney, if he's okay, does he get snaps?
Probably not. I haven't decided that yet because I wanted him to get some work in this game, so that'll be a discussion. I'll kind of see how he does in practice first, Chris, to get a gauge on that. I'm anxious to see the communication, and if I'm seeing all the things I need through practice, we're going to put a big push on 2-minute, both Sunday and Monday in practice. So I'd like to really see where he's at when those practices are completed.
And then offensively, is there any reason at all to play Matt and or Devontae in this game?
They would certainly not get many if they get much. Or they would not get many, if at all, sorry.
If they get all, okay.
But we'll go back through for some follow-ups. AtlantaFalcons.com, any follow-ups?
I have one follow-up.
Sure.
Last night, you guys were unable able to get the run game going. Now that you have had time to go back and watch the film, what did you see in that particular area last night?
Well, here's what I can tell you from going back through it. Much like you kind of expect when you go through, it's okay, where was the breakdown on specific runs? And it wasn't where it was like one guy was getting whipped or it was a scheme that was at. If we can just make sure, like, each play, like, hey, man, this one's on it for you. So whether it was, like, you know, a tackle or, a fullback missing one, a center not being quite right on the combination. So it wasn't a combination of one. What I was disappointed was, to be honest with you, most is our lack of attempts based on our inability to, you know, play really well on third down defensively. I think we only had, like, 6 or 7 runs in the first half. So that's not at all the style that we want to play. And we got to do a really good job of playing really good team ball to make sure that that part of our game doesn't happen again.
Thank you.
Mike Cunningham, you got a follow-up?
Yes, I do. You said that you're at least considering playing Matt and Devontae. It's part of that because you don't want, you know, you want to have some positive momentum going into the season. You don't want this to be kind of the last competitive situation for them.
No, just I went through the same process last year where, you know, if guys are able to play, you know, then, you know, it might be 1 play, 3 plays, but it's kind of just a respect for how we do it. And, you know, that's our job. We're ball players and coaches. So if it is, it would be a short outing, but it has nothing to do with confidence or momentum, anything along that lines, Mike. Just a matter of kind of just it's what we do. But it wouldn't be long if they're in. I want to stress that.
Also wanted to ask, how did you think you handled the Dolphins' tempo? They were really pushing it.
Yeah, I thought early on it was good to have the interception. That was actually our first real turnover going on. So I was disappointed, Michael, on the first play, you know, on the keeper that came out for a long, explosive run. But past that, we kind of anticipated that. I thought the guys did a good job of functioning in terms of getting the calls. There was, you know, nothing where, you know, we were not ready for calls or not able to get lined up. I didn't actually think it was as fast as, you know, I've seen, you know, that group, Adam and his group, run before. So that was good for our team to go through it. I know we're going to see it some, you know, as we get into the regular season, certain teams will get into no huddle and play faster. So we're fortunate, actually, that we get to go through that now. You'd hate to have that in the first game, you know, try to play at a faster tempo where you get the real look at it. So first time through at it, we expected it and, you know, certainly felt comfortable in that setting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Vaughn LaFleur.
Yeah, I got two for you, Dan. First off, sure. how did you evaluate Matt Ryan's play last, you know, looking back at the tape last night as a group? How did you evaluate what you saw from him and his throws?
Right, I'll say the first thing, I thought he had a good week of practice leading up to it and threw well. I wouldn't certainly say it's his best game, but I would say this. I thought him and the offensive line did a good job of protection. He was able to slide and move in the pocket. I was pleased with the explosive play to Julio, another one to Aldrick where there was some good movement. The interception down in the red zone was one that, as you'll look back today, is there, you know, another progression to go to. The route was right against the coverage, and the tight end got bumped a little bit. And so if it's not there, he can go to another spot. I understood what he was looking at. You know, it was the right call for the right coverage, and let's give them credit too. The Sam Backer did a nice job getting a little bit of the tight end. And so if it's not there, we'll progress to the next one. So I think that's one he'd like to have back. But in terms of leading it and, you know, having a real vision of how to play, that part, you know, was okay. The interception was kind of the red flag in the game.
And with the pass rush, you know, Vic seems very frustrated right now with himself. How do you get him going into the regular season? And, you know, I know you haven't had Freeney really out there. Can you do anything else to kind of maybe get ready and get changed up? Is there any other bodies to put there? Does Grady Jarrett get more opportunities as a rusher?
We put him in some this week because it was a big nickel game. So you're exactly right with Grady. That's somebody that we're definitely taking a look at. You probably saw him play a little bit more in nickel and Babineau more in the base package. I'm sure you saw that too. So I understand the frustration because as a really good competitor, that's exactly how you do feel when you're not, you know, hitting the QB and knocking him off the spot like you like. But honestly, Vaughn, like, it's right back to the grass, man. Like, you put the work in, and that gives you the feeling like, all right, I'm ready to go rocking. So there's no, you know, funky thing that you do different. It's you put the work in to say, all right, let's get my game right and sharpen it up. And so for him missing a few days of practice last week and then kind of we worked him back in this week, was he probably at his best? I would say no, based on the amount of practice reps he had. But what I can tell you is this, like every really good competitor says, all right, this part of my game, I'm really going to dial in on this week, and I'll sharpen it up for this week's game to help us get ready for the season. And I know that's what he and the other guys are going to do as well.
Do you think that the switch is kind of throwing him off a little bit, or how do you think he's handling that?
I don't think so, Vaughn, only because he didn't play any snaps at linebacker last night, so all his snaps were at defensive end. So I think that's pretty comfortable, you know, where he plays in that. And I think games like last night were like some games are big nickel games, some games are big base defense games, depending on the amount of receivers they play. So he was in his element, and I think just as a competitor, you know, he didn't nail it like he wanted to, and he's probably bummed about it. And as a coach, as a player, that like that's living in this league where it's like, all right, now it's time to go back to work and give them credit and say, all right, how is my game going to be right heading into this week's game? So nothing too funky about the position change. Like I said, he played all D-end last night. So it's just kind of let's get back to work. There's not a side of me that is anxious about it. Just I know what he can do, and that's why I'm looking forward to seeing him do it.
Charles Odom.
Is Matt Bryant still on track to return this week? And if so, how will you use the place kickers in this last preseason game?
Yeah, we had a very good evaluation on Shane. It was nice to see him hit a 53-yarder. We're hopeful that Matt Bryant is able to kick on Sunday. That would kind of kick off the week for us, so to speak. So normally they kick twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. So our this week's Sunday is a Wednesday. So we're anticipating him being able to kick then. He looked good in his workout today. So we'll kind of just play it by ear after we go through the day Wednesday.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Mark, you got a follow-up or anything?
Yeah, real quick, Coach. You know, with things like what you're seeing from Vic and Matt with the Red Zone INT, things that dated back to last season, how do you differentiate between what is a trend you need to be concerned about and what's something that's just what happens in the preseason?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's a good question, Mark. And the reason I'm thinking it was certainly not a trend, that was our first interception in the preseason that took place. I think Matt's had about, 10 practices in a row where the defense has been able to, even sniff the ball. So he's been on point. He's had an excellent training camp, Mark. He's completely put the work in. So it was unfortunate that the interception happened, but for me to, go and look at that play and say, oh, geez, this, same old, that is totally not the case. I couldn't stress that enough. Is it one he wants to have back, to read different, go to another spot? 100%, man. But as far as like a recurring theme, that just hasn't been the case. He's totally applied himself this offseason on areas to improve. It totally shows up on the field, both in practice and in the game so far. So that's kind of my feeling on that. As far as the Vic part of it, I think he looked rusty in the game. And, let's get back on the grass and work, man. Like, you know me, and I know you guys feel the same. Like, you got to put the work in. And when you're coming off an injury, you're not quite the same. You don't have the same groove going, and that'll be the case. That's why it's important to have that time.
Chris, you got anything to follow up on?
Yeah, Dan, I don't know if it's called grading, but can I ask, when you look at the tape, from a coaching point of view, how did you feel the coaching staff did in terms of playing the game of getting guys in the right place, right calls both offensively and defensively? Because I'd imagine that's also something that has to be worked on as well and at least looked at.
It is, Chris. And the biggest thing is, let's make sure we're getting evaluations on the guys. Let's not forget what the preseason, is totally designed to do, to find out, who can do it. So I thought putting guys in different spots, like, for instance, last night, Garland really showed himself at center last week in a really good way. And to be a backup inside guy, we said, all right, we're going to play him at guard. And, that's, one small example of a guy playing another position to show what you can do. At the safety spot and at the corner spot, we really wanted to take a look at Niesman and at Parms inside. I thought that was going to be an important evaluation for us. We wanted to see Goodwin, on special teams. Could he be a gunner? We wanted to see him in the game early on to see what he could do. So that part of it, Chris, I was pleased with in terms of can we find out evaluations on the players more so than the scheme in this game. Because really at the end of it, that's Thomas and I's job to make sure we're getting the guys the right looks at the right spots to make the best decisions for the team. So sometimes it can be uncomfortable putting guys in spots that you say, all right, we got to find out, but now's the time, if I'm making sense when I say that. Because if you don't get those answers before the season begins, I think you have a little anxiety and anxiousness putting a guy into a spot of something he hadn't done. So that's a big part of the preseason that I think we don't discuss a lot, maybe with the media or with the public, but it's a real process that the coaches go through and the players know too. Like, hey, we're going to try in some different things in different spots to see what you can handle. It might be the receiver where he has to back up at three different spots. Can the fourth receiver show, yeah, I can learn all the positions. So those are just a few of the examples, Chris, of how we're trying to find out about guys to get them ready to see how they can help the team.
Some of them totally week, though.
Go ahead.
Do you have an actual checklist, though, of things that you want to get accomplished from a personnel point of view that you go back and say, yes, yeah, okay.
Yep, and so that's kind of the meeting the day before the game. Like, let's make sure we get, you know, in kickoff return, a look at this player. I want to see these guys, can they perform on the punt team, whether it be tight ends? Who's going to be outside playing gunner? Let's get them in early with this group. And that's why you kind of get excited when you see that come to life as a player, when you're seeing what you hope he can be, and then you put him in that role to see, all right, I think we have something here. And that's a good feeling when you know, you hear even the players talk about, hey, this, you know, they're kind of pulling for somebody, knowing like, I think we got something here that can help the team. So you wouldn't do that in a regular season game just to find out, if that makes sense. But now is the time for me to say, like, let's make the uncomfortable, you know, decisions, put guys into spots that they're not familiar with. And it doesn't always look pretty at times, but it's worthwhile.